Assembly and Dispersion. Notes from Inside by Naomi Brandt. It begins not with a bang, but a slow trickle, and the realization that the work has already begun before its official commencement. We enter in stages, and the scene slowly fills with clusters of bodies, suitcases, and shopping bags. We bring with us performances in various stages of unfolding or incubation and about ready to be hatched. Our gathering is only part of the process. From the outset, there is clearly no front, no proscenium, and no round to be in. No silent, passive audience observing politely and waiting to applaud. Every space offers a particular frame. As performer viewers, we zoom in to personal moments and out to larger group dynamic. The work is diverse and at times divergent. With 20 of us participating, unison is a futile endeavor. We find unity in more subtle ways. Our assembly in the same space and time is an artistic achievement in itself. Most often, we work with different intersecting movement scores, carrying out tasks determined by need and gestures guided by care. Actions are performed side by side, each person looking after themselves within the group, which is also a way we look after each other. A contagious feeling of caretaking, responsibility, and generosity translates into solos, duets, and small groups, and permeates our larger ecology. Throughout 8 days three, we repeat many traveling scores. We congregate in one room and then disband through different pathways, corridors, rooms, and outdoor spaces. It is a re-emerging theme, assembly and dispersion. Periodically, we move towards specific destinations of interest. One such area is a central meeting place where we repeat a meal score twice daily with intricate variations. Linearity of traveling is amplified in a group score where we individually, yet all together in one room, walk a set square pattern. This mathematical, rhythmic, and repetitive proposal stands out against the mostly organic and free-flowing formations. Its structural and architectural qualities are refreshing as we shift towards a shared formal precision in movement. In a quiet and restful moment, we each lay down a blanket and journey from horizontal to vertical in our own time and in our own way. The blankets reappear throughout as props that design the space, designate territory, cover, conceal, and sometimes act as a costuming accessory. In the reading practice, we place blankets on the ground in a pleasing design, reminiscent of a patchwork quilt. We punctuate them in different shapes and spatial relationships, each of us with eyes focused on an open book. Together, we read silently. We reposition ourselves from sitting to lying, rolling, and readjusting in organic and responsive rhythms. Later, in a lively and expansive moment, we hop around in syncopated rhythms, responding to one another's impulses. It is the first time that we see sparks of competition, goal, and target. The game brings out flashes of emotion and humor that some shy away from while others draw energy from. It begins in a circle and ends in a dramatic standoff between two performers far away from the group in a vast field. In rare instances, one of us positions himself or herself strongly to defend and mark territory. These assertive moments are few and far between. More common is a quality of cooperation, shaped by similarities rather than contrasts. In a powerful movement of unison, we shake vigorously for a set amount of time, and then erupt into laughter. The cacophony runs the gamut, from sheepish giggles to manufactured cackles to hysterical guffaws of joy. The laughing is juxtaposed against a vocabulary of silent touching, where we form small groups in close contact, again on the blankets. We touch, but there is a distinct lack of emotion in what we do, revealing a tension between proximity and an impossible absence of meaning. This is one moment among many of mindful, contemplative stillness, an often reoccurring theme. In another such proposal, we all sit cross-legged and straight-backed, facing blank walls, watching flies disperse. It is one of the most challenging offerings, with palpable discomfort and demand. In a more boisterous moment, a dark, crowded, and loud party stands in stark contrast to the usual calm. We embed ourselves within the chaos of a larger crowd, forming a loose circle. We expand, slowly walking away from one another, struggling to stay connected and in sight. We are forced to wave our arms and jump wildly in order to see over the heads of the partygoers. We expand the circle until we cannot go any further and clearly feel proud of ourselves. We repeat this activity in variation later on, lit by sun, performed in silence, and framed as an ending to our gathering. While loose in formation, our work as a whole is harmonious. Transitions are directed by desires, curiosities, speculations, and body-based tasks. There is an intricate and organic composition to our constant opening and closing, waiting for arrivals and anticipating departures. We keep each other in sight, but also exercise agency to excuse ourselves from the action as needed. Temporality plays a large role in our gathering. How do we divide, organize, and arrange units of time into 20 pieces? How do we account for time to rest, time to build, time to consider action? The work has a distinct identity marked by its lack of definition. With constant questioning, the parameters escape fixity. The flexible score is neither presentational nor private. It brings forward questions about structure. How much do we need in order to feel comfortable and safe? And how little structure can we get away with in order to keep our work suspended in a state of becoming? We discover no exact solutions or definitive proclamations, but rather a myriad of proposals.